This is Near FM.
Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
I'm going to cover a few different things about leave. The main one, annual leave. So for people, if you're out there working, the Organisation of Working Time Act provides for basic annual leave entitlements. 4 weeks is the minimum, i.e. 20 days is the minimum for a full-time worker. Obviously, if you're part-time, it would be prorata to that. So if you worked a 20-hour week, you'd have 10 hours, maybe 10 days, sorry, 10 days, 10 of your days, depending on what hours you work. So normally speaking, full-time is 20 days. A lot of people come in and they're not entitled to any more. You may be, if it's in your contract of employment. As I say, your employer can't give you any less. So lucky you, if your contract says 22 days or 24 days, whatever, that's up to the employer. When can I take my holiday, says you? You would request it with your employer. It is down to the employer to decide, believe it or not. If he says absolutely no, doesn't suit the business, i.e. you work in a very busy restaurant and you want the first 2 weeks off in August and he's got weddings or it's his busy time, he can say no, you're going to have to leave it another date, ask me again. So it is down to agreement with your employer, but they would have the last word. If, as happens a lot of seasonal jobs, you haven't got to finish your holidays, it's coming up to Christmas and it's busy and they don't want you to take it, you can take it in the following year within 6 months. So again, you can agree with your employer, look, okay, I'm not going to ask for December off because we're busy, but can I take my 2 weeks in January? That's fine, as long as it doesn't go past the 6 weeks or 6 months. When do they have to pay me for my holidays? In respect of your pay, it's normally paid in advance. So if you're going on 2 weeks holidays next week, you should get your 2 weeks pay this week, this Friday, before you go. Not sure what they should pay you. It would be a normal week's wages. If your wages are up and down, you might have commission or bonus or things like that. Then it's an average of what you earned in the last 13 weeks. Another question I get often is, I was off on 2 weeks holidays, I got sick for 3 of those days, can I have those days back? You can, if they're covered by a GP as note. So if you're certified off sick for 3 days or more, you bring that into your employer when you come back and you can take those holidays again.
Is that at your own expense?
No. That would mean that you didn't take your holiday entitlement. You didn't take say you had 2 weeks off,
yeah.
5 and 5, and you end up getting sick and going to the doctor and you were actually ill for the first week. As long as you've a doctor's note covering you for that week, you go back into your employer and in fact, she would owe you those holidays again. You would have only used 1 week and you'd have a week to go.
Okay.
So, you shouldn't be out ill on your annual leave. Once it's covered by a doctor's cert, you can get those days again once they're certified.
Right.
Anything else? Let me see. Annual leave and leaving employment. It is illegal under the Organisation of Working Time Act 97 for an employer to pay you in lieu of your holidays. So say you are in a really, really crazy busy place and your employer doesn't want you to take holidays at all and says, look, I'll give you the money. That's illegal. Under health and safety, we have to have a break. You have to have time out. So no, we can't pay you. You must take some time off, take your holidays, and he pays you. There's no gain really. You're entitled to your holidays, and you're entitled to be paid for that time off away from your normal job. The only time you'd be paid for holidays is if you were leaving. You were changing jobs or you leave an employment and you hadn't got to take any holidays that you had worked up, then you can be paid for them. That's the only exception. How do they calculate time off? Generally, for full-timers, you get the maximum of 4 weeks once you've worked at least 1,365 hours in a year. The easiest way is, if you're part-time, it's 8% of the hours you've worked. So a lot of people are part-time, students and other people. It's 8%, which is easy to think of. Every 100 hours you work is 8 hours holiday you've worked up. So if you do 20 hours a week, in 5 weeks, you've already earned 8 hours holiday pay and time off. So what I'd say to people, particularly if you're part-time and your hours vary, is at the end, have a calendar or a diary, write it at the end of each week how many hours, and you can calculate them. Every 100 hours you've got your 8, so it's easy enough to work out if your hours are regular. Obviously you say work the same hours every week, it's easy enough, and it does come back to what's on your contract, as long as they give you at least 4 weeks. An employee who's worked at least 8 months is entitled to an unbroken period of 2 weeks. Again, we see this in hospitality sector more than anything, that they're very busy and the employer says, look, take 1 week, I want you back. You know, I can't afford to lose you for 2 weeks. They're not allowed to do that. If you've worked at least 8 months, so you've worked right through to September, August, September, and you look for your 2 weeks off, they can't stop you, because again, it's down to health and safety. You're entitled to those 2 weeks. If you have any issue with holidays, you don't feel you're getting the right ones, or your employer is resisting it, you can take a complaint through the Organisation of Working Time Act. It must be within 6 months of the dispute. So if it happened last summer, it's too late. But if it's, you know, be aware of it, there is a time limit on it and you have 6 months. It can be extended, but only where there is reasonable cause that prevented you from putting the complaint in a normal time. You'd put a complaint through Workplace Relations Commission, and their website, www.workplacerelations.ie, and I'll give you their phone number again at the end with the other numbers. And it's a complaint online. What I would say to people is talk to your employer first. Try and resolve it locally. If you're getting nowhere, then by all means, you can put in a complaint.
Did you mention notice, Donna?
Notice for holidays.
Giving your employer notice.
You would have to give, or you consult with them. You're asked to give at least 1 month before a leave is taken. So you may, again, depends on the size of the business you're working in. You know, if it's a very small company and you come in and say, look, I've got a great holiday, cheap holiday, it's in 2 weeks' time, can I go? Your employer could say yes, it may suit them.
Yeah.
But they can by law say no, I need four weeks notice, 1 month notice. So it depends on where you're working and how formal or informal they are with holidays. I used to work in a company years ago. We had to give our holidays in January for the whole year. It was that complex to work out. There was quite a lot of staff and lots of people wanted June, July, August.
Yeah.
And it was first in, first come, first serve. So you often went back to work on the 4th of January and you had booked August and December of that year. That's the way that company ran. And if you didn't bother putting it in, you got what was left. It could be a week in April and a week in December.
The leftovers.
So again, you should know your employer, what the ethos is, where you're working, and go with that. But technically and legally speaking, you're supposed to give a month's notice. They can refuse you if you don't. That would be the notice. And to cover yourself, most companies, they should have a holiday sheet, so it's in writing, because even verbally doesn't stand up. Put it in writing. Yeah, if you want particular dates and time off.
Yeah.
While I'm here, I'll just cover any other type of leave. Sick leave and sick pay. So in general, an employer has no right under employment law to be paid while out sick. So, you know, it comes back to your contract of employment. Some companies will pay you sick pay for a week, for 3 weeks, for 3 months. Most employers don't. So therefore, you have to claim on social welfare, claim your illness benefit or supplementary welfare if you don't have enough stamps. Medical certificates. Your employer can require you to provide a medical certificate from your GP, family doctor, when you're on sick leave, as quickly as after 2 days. So if you 2 consecutive days, they're still entitled to have notice. So just keep that in mind. They may want that before you come back to work or while you're out. Injury at work. I have an accident at work. Am I entitled for them to pay me? No entitlement. If it happens at work, whether it's your fault, their fault, you still have to go and claim either your injury benefit or illness benefit. You're not entitled to them to pay you just because it happened at work. That comes up a lot. People assume. If you suffer an injury at work, you can seek compensation from your employer by making a personal injury claim through the injury board. What if I'm sick and it's a public holiday? Again, what I was talking about earlier, if you're sick on a public holiday and you have you can certify it, you're entitled to take that holiday again. So you are entitled to the benefit of the public holiday if you missed it. But again, it has to be certified. What if I'm out more than 3 or 4 months? You're not entitled to public holiday if you're absent from work immediately before the public holiday and you've been off for more than 6 months or more than a year if it was an accident at work. So there is slight changes there. A couple of other leave. I just printed these off while I was there, John, because I know you want to listen to me keep droning on. While I was there, force majeure.
Yeah.
Some people haven't heard of it. Not sure what it is. Force majeure leave. If you have a family crisis, it gives an employee limited right to leave work. This is known as force majeure. It arises where an urgent family reason, immediate presence of the employee is indispensable owing to injury or illness of a close family member. It does not give you an entitlement following the death of a close member. That's different. This is unexpected, you know, not planned, unforeseen. So, and it must be a close member, a child, a husband, wife, partner, parent, grandparent, brother, sister. Maximum leave is 3 days in any 12 months or 5 days in any 3 years. So this is paid leave. It's nothing to do with your holidays. You don't use holidays. Something arises. You get a phone call right now. Have to go. Leave urgent. Once it's a close family member, you can apply for force majeure. Obviously, when you come back, you fill in a form. It's maximum 3 days in a year or five.
Force majeure. Never heard of it.
Have you not?
No.
Force majeure leave. F-O-R-C-E-M-A-J-E-U-R-E. Force majeure leave. Yeah. So it's immediate, unplanned, urgent needs. You know, you're needed at the hospital now. You're needed to go home. You know, something like that.
Which happens.
Oh, absolutely. You're protected against the unfair dismissal and your holidays are protected for those days. Once it comes under that. Now, where confusion arises is compassionate leave. So if a member of your close family dies, you've no entitlement to force majeure leave. Other compassionate leave not covered by force majeure will depend on your contract of employment. A lot of contracts of employment will allow you up to 2 days or 3 days if a close family member dies. So they give you paid leave. It's not holiday. It's not force majeure. If it's in your contract. If it's not in your contract, you might have to use holiday time to cover a funeral and time off and that sort of thing. Jury service. Absolutely, you're obliged to attend and your employer is obliged to pay you while you're absent from work. Again, you can't be penalised. You're entitled to be paid and you will not lose any other employment rights. So, for example, if you're on jury service, you can't lose any of your holiday entitlement. You know, it's as if you're in the workplace. Career break or study. There is no entitlement to take unpaid leave for career break. It's down to your employer and your contract of employment. So you want to take 6 months off study, you want to take a year off, it has to be agreed with you and the employer. And then force majeure. So they're the most common ones. And as I say, a lot of people may not have heard of it or they're unsure what it can be used for. That's it. If you want to ask any more questions on it or information on it, workplacerelations.ie. Their phone number 1890 8080 90, or their ordinary number is 059 917 8990, and their website, as I say, there's a lot on that, or indeed contact us, citizensinformation.ie, 076 107 8190, or our call centre, which is open from 9 in the morning till 8 p.m. at night, 076 107 4000. That's it, John.
Okay, Donna. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
This is 90.3 Near FM.